You are Locked On Reds, your daily Cincinnati Reds podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You've really got to check out this Postmates deal, man. This deal that we've got right now today. If you have not tried Postmates, download the app and enter promo code Locked On. You'll get your first 7 days worth of delivery paid for, up to $100. Postmates gives you the ability to get food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever delivery service you need it to be, and it works 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When you can't get out, or when you don't want to get out, if you're like me sometimes and you're just comfy on the couch watching television, but you really want a Chipotle burrito, have someone bring it to you. Get on the Postmates app and enter promo code Locked On for your first 7 days in free delivery up to $100. That's the Postmates app and promo code Locked On. Welcome into your daily source for the Cincinnati Reds throughout the offseason. This is the Locked On Reds podcast, and I'm your host, Jeff Carr. What's up, everyone? Welcome into the Locked On Reds podcast. It's a Friday, TGIF. We're heading on into a three-day weekend, depending on where you work. I, myself, have the privilege to work at a bank, so I'm off this coming Monday. And we have wrapped up the Division Series playoffs. We're going to talk about that for a moment here, just, you know, from a Reds perspective, watching everything that went down between the National League Divisional Series and the American League Divisional Series. And we'll take a look at what's left the rest of the postseason and maybe jib-jab about the upcoming offseason when it comes to free agency trades, things like that. We're going to do that quite a bit this offseason, and we'll do some of that today. But before we do, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, the Himalaya podcasting app, all that wonderful stuff. Check us out on Twitter, at Locked On Reds and at Jeff Carr with three Fs. And save the Locked On Reds line number into your phone, 513-549-0159. I say that enough, you think I'd get that right. But to lead off, and most of you, by the way that I was seeing social media be a buzz the last couple of nights, were keeping tabs on the Divisional Series elimination games. There was one really good one, and there were two pretty, I don't know that boring's the word, but they were quickly decided. That was, and for different reasons, obviously. Now, the one that we all did not like was the Cardinals absolutely murdering the Braves because they jumped out to a 10-0 lead after the first inning. I mean, come on. That's got to be great if you're a Cardinals fan. Like, just for a moment, imagine you're a fan of a team that goes up 10-0 in a winner-take-all playoff game in the first inning. Man, that feels pretty good. Now, I know some of you are going to be like, well, Jeff, with that bullpen we had this year, 10-0 may not seem that safe. And, you know, whatever. I'd hate to say that you're right, but, well, you know, there were a couple of games that you were right. Nevertheless, that had to be a nice feeling for Cardinals fans and for us Reds fans. We were hoping to see Adam Duvall and Billy Hamilton and the Braves push on. Heck, I picked the Braves to win the National League this year, so yeah, that really worked out well. So the Cardinals will move on to face the Dodgers. Oh, nope, not the Dodgers. The Nationals. That game, let me tell you what, that was playoff baseball at its finest. You had Clayton Kershaw imploding and creating 100 million GIFs and memes just by sitting in the dugout. So much happened on social media after Kershaw gave up back-to-back home runs on back-to-back pitches again. I mean, we're talking about one of the best pitchers that, you know, when we look back 10 years from now, when we look back on baseball, we're going to remember Clayton Kershaw as one of the best pitchers that we watched pitch. But for some reason, when he gets into the postseason, man, there's like something that clicks in his brain. He forgets how to pitch. Now, you know, as Pitching Ninja had pointed out, one of the home runs, I think it was the Anthony Rendon homer off of Kershaw, was actually a really good pitch. It's just Rendon beat him. He was better than Kershaw on that one particular pitch. But at the same time, like, man, does this guy have a gray cloud follow him around when October happens? Just Kershaw just can't get anything right. And then Howie Kendrick, man. That grand slam was a thing of beauty. And not to dredge up any old memories there, but something about grand slams and postseason baseball just really takes it out of a fan base that it happens in their stadium. You saw Kendrick rounding the bases, and I think everyone in the stands at Dodger Stadium was just completely frozen. Nobody was eating their Dodger dogs. Nobody was drinking their beer. They were just standing there in complete disbelief as they saw what was a 3-0 lead completely disappear and then turn into a 7-3 deficit. Just, man. And you're talking about the odds-on favorite, right? The odds-on favorite since probably May to win the National League. We're not talking about, oh, hey, the playoffs started, and we looked at the field, and we recognized that the Dodgers were the best. No, the Dodgers had been looked at as the best team in the National League for 75% of this season, maybe even more than that, maybe since opening day. I don't know. But once you started to get it figured out what teams were, everyone was looking at the Dodgers. And here we are. They're completely out of the playoffs, and we have not even begun the championship series stage. And now we do. We've got the stage set. And then, of course, the Astros dispatching the Rays there in the deciding game. Gerrit Cole, that guy's going to make a lot of money in free agency. He just, man, is there anyone whose stock is higher right now? Like anyone, and we might even be including guys that aren't going anywhere. Guys who are going to remain on their teams for the rest of their career. Right now, Stockwatch, Gerrit Cole's is, forget about through the roof, it might be out of the planet. It's in space right now. Sheesh, must be nice to be an Astros fan, let me tell you. Kudos to the Rays, though, one of the lowest payrolls in baseball, and they make it that far, and they push the Astros that far. We're talking about an organization that is at the tip-top of everyone's mind when it comes to talent, talent development, talent evaluation, drafting, just everything that the Astros do. It feels like they're king minus. Everything that they touch turns to gold. You know, we'll see what happens as they take on the Yankees. The Yankees team that swept a 100-win Twins team. And we'll see how that plays out because the Yankees' strength plays right into the hand of the Astros' strength. And that is the Astros can just pitch like nobody's business. And the Yankees rely on just hitting more home runs than the other team. I still think the Astros are going to advance easily in this. It might go six games. It might go six games, but yeah. Anyway, I have some thoughts on the postseason teams and in relation to our wonderful Reds. This is a Reds podcast, after all. We're also going to talk about the poll question and Jose Peraza. Should he be a Red in 2020 when you see that he's going to be getting a raise? Yes. A raise through arbitration, and also take a couple of your calls on the Lockdown Reds line. But first, have you looked at the Vivid Seats app lately? And have you checked out the rewards program? Listen, you can get rewarded for going to your next live event. Doesn't even have to be a sporting event. You don't have to go to a sporting event, although they do have just about any team you can think of. Professional or college. If you don't live near a professional sports team, maybe you live near a college team that you want to check out. Most likely you can find their tickets on Vivid Seats. And Vivid Seats, with the rewards program, you'll get a percentage back, and you can add up to free tickets. That's right. If you're like me and you go to a lot of events, that is super handy. Plus, if you enter the promo code POSTSEASON, you can get a discount on your next ticket order of up to $100. The Vivid Seats app, I've used it myself. I've used it in Cincinnati. I've used it other places because, well, you know, the internet doesn't just work in Cincinnati. It works everywhere. Worked in Pittsburgh anyway. Had my tickets up there. If you want to go to a concert, maybe stand-up comedy event, who knows? Maybe there's a good comedian coming to your town. Check out the Vivid Seats app and enter the promo code POSTSEASON for a discount on your next ticket order. Vivid Seats, make memories with Vivid Seats. Also, let's talk about Blue Chew for a minute. Listen, I know I've talked about it a lot, but here's the deal. If you're looking for a performance boost, if you're looking to turn singles into doubles into triples, extra base hits, that's what we're talking about here, folks. Increase that slugging percentage with Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com and enter promo code MLB for your first order free. You just pay $5 in shipping. Blue Chew has the same active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis, but it comes in a chewable form, which means it works fast. And it works when you want it to. You don't have to take the pill and wait. You take it whenever you need to, and then it's ready when you're ready. Go to BlueChew.com, and you just fill out a questionnaire from their online pharmacist. There's no awkward in-office doctor visits, and whenever the whole process is concluded, they send it to you. You don't have to go to the pharmacy and wait in line and do all that stuff. No. Comes to you, discreet packaging. Check it out, BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. BlueChew, just chew it and do it. They are the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Reds podcast today. So like I mentioned, I had some thoughts on the playoff teams in relation to the Reds because for a moment, be completely honest with me. In fact, let's just take the team names out of it. For the last 6 years, this one team, Team A, has been in the playoffs every single season, made it to the World Series a couple of times, but they haven't finished it off. They haven't sealed the deal. Maybe they could use some Blue Chew. Who knows? But, you know, they haven't reached the ultimate goal. They have not won the World Series, but they've been there. They've been in that arena. And Team B, for the last 6 years, has done nothing. Oh, yeah, sure, you know, they made a wild card. They got beat in that wild card game. And then they promptly went into the cellar. And sure, they just took a step this last season. And they look to turn some heads and maybe be a contender if they have the active offseason that their fans all hope that they can put together. But they haven't been close to a World Series in the last 6 years. Which fan would you rather be? Now I know that there's home team loyalties and, you know, family loyalties. Well, my dad taught me to love this team. You know, he loved them, I love them. That's the way it goes. And that's understandable, home team loyalties and stuff. But if we're talking about what have you done for me lately, obviously you're a fan of Team A, right? Because you're in the playoffs. I don't know, maybe we'll make that a poll question. I might make that. I'm not going to use the drop on that or anything, I'm just kind of spitballing here. But with that thought, I mean, would you rather be close but not get the success that you're close to? Or would you rather be nowhere near it? I guess it's the same question of what they were talking about in the elimination games. Would you rather be a fan of the Braves or a fan of the Dodgers on Wednesday night? Would you rather know that your team is not winning this game after the very first inning? Or would you like to think that they're going to win up until the end? Would you rather get blown out or lose on a buzzer beater? Now, I know that is a very popular question around the city of Cincinnati because we're talking about Cincinnati sports. We're talking about how would you like your heartbreak? You're not getting success, you're getting heartbreak. How would you like it delivered to you? Hopefully one day we'll change that. Hopefully one day we will get the success that we all pine for with our wonderful Cincinnati sports franchises and college teams. But until that day, we constantly think about which way would you rather like to lose. I don't know. That's a tough question. Yeah, I'm making that a poll question. We're gonna make that a poll question. And I'm not exactly sure how I word it. I'm going to have to stare at the Twitter machine and figure that all out. But that'll be a poll question. Check it out at Locked On Reds. Speaking of the Locked On Reds poll, let's put a bow on what I had yesterday's poll, which was, will Jose Peraza be a Red in 2020? 84% say no. 16% say yes, because, well, I only put two options. So 84% say no, Jose Peraza will not be a Red in 2020. And listen, I see the other side of it. And Jordan called into the Locked On Reds line voicemail. I always appreciate you giving me a call, Jordan. And he had mentioned that he thought that it's still too soon to give up on Peraza. And it's tough. Because he is still young. He's still to the point where you would consider him a slightly older prospect, but not necessarily a seasoned vet. I mean, he's still just a shade over 25 years old, which means he's still at the very beginning of his career. But here's the problem. Yeah, and it's my stance on Peraza this whole time, is that the Reds need as many sure things, and I'm not the only one that says this. I realize that I'm part of the echo chamber on this thought. But the Reds need as many sure things in their lineup next year as they possibly can, because if they're going to make the playoffs, they can't just hope that they have guys who are going to get better, because he has to get better. This past season, in 376 at-bats, he got on base 28% of the time, .285 on base. He had a .239 batting average. His OPS plus, which, just in case you're not familiar, OPS plus is the overall hitting production. It's a way of using one number to talk about the value of a hitter. Now, it's not the end-all, be-all statistic. I don't know that there really is an end-all, be-all statistic, and that's why there are hundreds of statistics. But it is a good measuring stick for a hitter, OPS plus. 100 is league average. So if your OPS plus is 100, that means you were a perfectly average hitter for that year. Jose Peraza's OPS plus was 62. That means that nearly 40% of the league, 38% of the league to be exact, was better at hitting than Jose Peraza. His career OPS plus is 80. So even for his career, now obviously last year was a down year in his short career, but for his career, there's still 20% of the league that's better at hitting than he is. So there are definitely better options out there. If he is a Red in 2020, I want it to be almost because there was no other option. And if there is no other option, hopefully they kicked the tires in a lot of different places and turned over just about every other stone before they came to the conclusion that they needed Jose Peraza. And it's nothing against him. I liked Jose Peraza. I mean, I still like Jose Peraza. I think it's, you know, I was pulling for him. But he just constantly showed that he wasn't ready yet. And maybe if we were still, maybe if this was like 2015 or 2016, and we still had a couple of years before we were really pulling our hair out at this team, maybe we could give him another year to figure it out. But we are pulling our hair out at this team. We want them to make the playoffs in 2020. We're tired of them not making the playoffs. And the best way to do that is to have as many sure things in the lineup as possible. And he is one of the furthest things from a sure thing. It's just the way that it is. I don't tend to believe this statement But there are some cases where it's true. Numbers never lie. Now, I know it's weird that numbers never lie sometimes. So, you know, it's like 60% of the time it works every time or whatever. You know, the good old Anchorman quote there. But it's true in this case. He is what he is. And I don't know that we will see enough improvement from him. Chad Dotson from Red Leg Nation Radio says it all the time. Hope is not a strategy. And if you think that Jose Peraza is getting 40% better than he was last season, next year, that's hope. There's no empirical evidence to back that up. You are just hoping that that happens. So it's kind of a bummer to say it, but I agree with the 84%. If the Reds are looking to make the play, and maybe he fills out that last bench spot, but if he's filling out that last bench spot, that probably means that Derek Dietrich is not. Because you can't have two of those guys on here. You can't have two guys who together probably hit like 210. You can have one of them. Can't have both. But hey, man, that is the second day in a row that I've ended the podcast. No. Ah, I got it. All right. Eugenio Suarez, over his career, his 6-year career, each year he has increased his total number of home runs by an average of at least 7 home runs. Now, there was one year where he only increased it by 5, and then, of course, between 2018 and 2019, he increased it by 15. So this is just a rough average, but that means we can expect him to hit somewhere around 56 home runs next year. That's how we're going to end it. Happy Friday, guys. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds broadcast brought to you by Vivid Seats. Check out the Vivid Seats app and enter promo code POSTSEASON and make your next memory at a live event with Vivid Seats. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on all the many podcasting platforms. Hit us up on Twitter at Locked On Reds and at Jeff Carr with 3 F's. And give us a call on the Locked On Reds line at 513-549-0159. Thank you guys so much for listening. My name is Jeff Carr, and I'll talk to you all on Monday.